I need a beer.
All right, cheers. Cheers, guys. Cheers. All right.
Cheers, guys.
All right. All right, cheers.
Right. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Craig, what do you think? I mean, you haven't had a Four Loko in a while. What do you think?
It's got a bite to it. It's got that twang.
Like medicine?
Yeah, a little bit.
Coming up on this edition of Bumming with Bobcat.
Yeah.
We fall into Four Loko October. Who will survive? Tune in and subscribe.
I need a beer.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob welcoming to an all new edition of Bum with Bobcat on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps. We bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wines, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on. We cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Tell your friends to do us a solid and subscribe. Free. Doesn't cost a thing, but if you would like to support us, now no pressure, you can, for only $3.99 a month, you can become a member on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel, get some special bonus content. We're going to be having some content from the archives hitting the YouTube channel. We just released this past week the full video version of the Lindsay Ryder Getting Loko with Lindsay Ryder from a few years ago when Lindsay Roadhouse and myself cracked open the Four Loko, popped Lindsay's Four Loko cherry on the podcast. You can see the whole video podcast right here. Just hit that button down below and become a member today. And there'll be more archive content and new bonus content also coming your way. So if you want to support, you want bonus content, feel free to hit that join button down below. But if not, hey, subscribe and tell your friends, spread the word. We got good stuff always on tap here. We got things kicking off here today with the big one, the Natty Daddy. But we'll also bring in, this guy could be your daddy. You never know. Roadhouse is here.
Hey,
Roadhouse,
yo.
Man, how you doing?
Mama's baby, daddy's maybe.
You never know. He could be. There could be somebody out there that they don't know. I know you've been well traveled in your in your lifetime. So.
Yeah.
No judgment.
It's definitely a possibility, but it's never came back to haunt me.
Exactly. It's a judgment-free zone here, people. That's what we always say. You never know. Yeah. If somebody stumbles across this on the YouTube channel and they see you and they're like, man, this guy really kind of looks like me. And then like,
I had a guy reach out to me on Facebook one time and we had the same last name. And he's like, if we're not in the same family tree, we fell out and hit a branch or two on the way down because he did. We had some similar features, but he was my age, too. So it might have been the old
there. Yeah, you never know. Hey. Different times back then. You never know where people got around over there.
Yeah.
As we say, it's a judgment-free zone here. So you do you. Whatever works for you, feel free. Whatever works for you people out there on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel, we appreciate you coming on here, joining us here on the podcast, whatever brings you to the dance here, retro content, wrestling, you name it. Yeah. I see Roadhouse is sipping on a cold one over there. I see he's still sipping on those Outlaws.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. I've been going through them, too, over here. You can't beat the price. The price for the Outlaws, and especially with the rebate on top of that, that's an added
bonus. I've only been able to find 12-packs here lately. I've been looking for the cases, but 12-pack will do just fine. I just have to make more trips.
Yeah, and I know we're still waiting, and I don't know why they're taking forever, but we're still waiting for the Real American Beer to hit Kentucky for you over there because they've been teasing a lot, and you've talked before about willing things into existence over there.
Yes.
And a few months back, I told you a dream I had about being at Hulk Hogan's funeral memorial service,
yeah,
and where they were giving out pallets of real American beer. And one of the things they gave out was a 24-pack case of real American beer. And just a few days ago on the Real American Media, they posted videos that now they are starting to release cases, the 24 packs of real American beer, along with, I see they're also, they put out, they're doing special 16-ounce cans.
Yes.
Red and yellow Hulkamania cans, Hulkamania Forever cans to celebrate the Hulkster.
Yep.
Out there.
Those cans look great. And you know how much I like can art.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I know. I knew that. And I looked, because I know they said October they would start hitting shelves. And I stopped today at one of the local places by me. They weren't there yet. They just had some 12 packs left.
Nice.
Over here. So because they put out a post and they said, hey, you know, tag your favorite retailer and tell them that you want the cans. So I tagged the store by me and they replied and they said, yeah, definitely. We'll put them on the list to get over here. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
I know we just hit October, so there's still time for them to hit the shelves out there, but I'm hoping for you that they can get those real American beers out there to Kentucky. Cause I know you had that tease and that taste when you found them in your travels months ago in Ohio.
Yeah.
And you brought some back. Then you sent some over to me before they hit me over here. We did the podcast. It's in the archives where we cracked them open for the first time. And then we were like, this is a good, you know, solid light beer.
Yeah.
And that's what people always say. Between the real American beer and the Outlaw, that's been like the two, and then I throw in some Keystone Lights here and there, but that's like been like the light beer trifecta of the summer, pretty much. I mean, now that we've transitioned into fall, now we'll see where the palate takes us as the seasons change. But when it comes to the best bang for the buck,
absolutely, you just can't go wrong with it. No.
You can't go wrong with that. So, you know, keep searching out there. As we say, keep searching the bottom shelf. See what you can get your hands on out there. And as we said, as the seasons change, we have now hit the month of October. And what rhymes with October is Four Loko October.
Yeah.
So Four Loko Fall, Four Loko October. So we have a special friend here joining us here, making his triumphant return to the podcast. Is Kev the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. How y'all doing?
Good. Good. You delayed there for a second. I was like, I see it moving, but it's not talking. So
it's raining sideways.
Yeah. I think he did one of these.
It was shocking. It was shocking. Didn't know where he was.
Oh yeah, I'm glad to be back, man. It's been too long.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what it's been. I guess a couple months now since then. So it's not too bad. But I know you have a lot of stuff you want to get off your chest here today. But before we get into any of that stuff, you brought along a friend with you to the podcast this week, and somebody, when I said if you want to join us, you got to pay the admission price, and he said he'll pay the toll here today.
Right.
So so we'll bring one here. I guess he's calling himself Old Greg is here. Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the party over here, where you never know what might happen here. I know if you're friends with Kevin, you know to expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
You're probably seasoned.
Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, I see he already dove in, he already cracked open the Four Loko on his side over there. So I didn't see. Yeah. So what Four Loko did Kevin bestow upon you over there to
Well, I actually went and got my own.
Oh, okay.
I was told that I had to pay the admission, so I set upon a plunder, and I went and got the fruit punch one.
Oh, now, is this your first one ever, or have you had it before?
Oh, man. I used to drink Four Loko way back in high school before the, the recall or whatever, the first time I took them off the shelves and everything. And this is my first one since then.
Nice. Fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kevin ever told you the story about the first time he was on the show.
I got my follow up though.
All right. There you go. Okay.
There you go. Gotta have a backup.
So he was actually part of the group chat that I had FaceTimed while I was sitting on the toilet peeing.
after the first Four Loko incident there, but
yes,
that was fun.
And I was gonna say, since Greg already cracked open his Four Loko over there, let's join him here. Let's dive in, and
I'll let y'all choose, okay? Because I'm the only one who's found them, so.
Oh, you got choices. These.
Yeah. The elusive Four Loko pregame beatbox edition variety here between the Tropic Thunder, right? Tropic and Thunder. The Blue Raz.
Is it Blue Lemonade?
Smash. I don't know. Yeah, I've had this one. I drank this one whenever I first got them, and then I haven't had this one. They've been waiting for this moment since July 20th.
I would say do the blue. If you haven't tried that one yet, I would say do give that one.
Are they 200 milliliters? Are they 200 milliliters volume? How much is in one of those containers?
It is 500 milliliters, so it's 16.9 ounces.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
What was your price point on it? Do you remember? Do you remember what the price was on it?
I think I paid like four something a piece.
Okay.
Yeah, they weren't too bad. I bought them in Houston whenever I was over there. That's the only place I found them.
Nice.
Yeah. So
yeah, I think they're still only, I think they're still only in the Texas area right now, or in that, but not even throughout the whole state. It's only in certain sections of Texas. There's certain sections of certain states,
big cities.
Yeah, that they're out there for. Because I know somebody asked me the other day when I posted something, and somebody said, "Oh, did you find the new Four Lokos?" And I said, "No, I'm searching. I still haven't found them yet." And I know Four Loko, I think, has been slacking with the releasing of the new pregames there. But I said, yeah, I know you told us the last time that you had gotten your hands on them, and
they've been slacking with a lot.
Yeah. we'll get it. We'll get into that over there. But Roadhouse, what do you got over there?
Boom.
Ooh, the gold. I haven't had a
gold in a minute. So I've been doing a lot of the camo in the USA and Cosmic Punch, so I figured I'd get a gold today.
Yeah, so I couldn't decide on what I wanted, and I went to the store today. I mean, I have a bunch in the fridge, and I was going through, and what I really wanted was, and I asked Roadhouse a few weeks ago, I said, "Do you have any of that Jungle Juice pregame left over there?" He's like, "What do you think?" No, he finished it. Because I had this little bit left of Jungle Juice pregame that we did a few months back, which has still not been officially released by Four Loko. I've never said anything about it. Nowhere to be found. So I really wanted to get a Jungle Juice can to kind of do a side-by-side with it. But I struck out, did not find any Jungle Juice cans. So I had to go to my reserves, which was a fridge full that I still had left over from my birthday in July, where I had a camo, a gold, USA, a sour apple, sour blue raz, and then in the very back of the fridge, which is one I hadn't had in a while, which was the same one that Greg has down there, was the fruit punch Four Loko. So I was like, you know what? The standard ones, the old school flavors don't really get much love
right
anymore. So I'm like, you know what? Let's crack open one of these guys today. So I decided to go with the fruit punch here. So
wasn't the older fruit punches 12%?
These are the 12. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, all the basic, like the fruit punch, the peach, watermelon. There might be one more I'm forgetting, but those are like the classic standard flavors. Are the 12%ers?
Gotcha
over there. So let's. I know, yeah, Greg dove in, but let's dive in for the rest of these over here.
That's right.
See, there you go. There you go. Crack open the next one. Get ready. Get it on deck for the next one. Right. So, all right. Let's. All right. Cheers. Cheers, guys. Cheers. All right.
Cheers, guys.
All right. Cheers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't in a sour mood. That was a lot of them I had were the sour ones. And I'm like, you know what? I don't really want a sour flavor today. Like, I just want a standard flavor. And the fruit punch is just, it's basic.
Yeah.
I mean, Craig, what do you think? I mean, you haven't had a Four Loko in a while. What do you think?
It's got a bite to it. It's got that twang.
Like medicine?
Yeah, a little bit. No, it's definitely the malt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the last time I had a fruit punch was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving Day. So I can deal with all the, you know, family get together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that.
And they were still 12%.
It's not lemonade, by the way. It's not lemonade. It's blue razz. It's straight
blue razz. What's okay.
What's all the yellow on it?
Yeah, that's what, you know, that threw me off.
Yeah.
That.
It's deceiving.
Yeah, I don't know.
So what do you think? It's good?
Yeah. So they're not carbonated. I don't know if you can see it right here. It says no bubbles. So it...
B-U-B-L-Z, bubbles.
Right, that's 12%.
It's not bad. It's 12%. And the best way to describe it is it tastes like a beatbox.
What was I can't remember what the percentage was on the beatboxes. Really were they 12 as well?
Were they 10? It might have been 10.
It might have been. I know they were super sweet. I think so. And it was, you know, I
10. No, they're 10. I believe they're 10.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is the flavor not like that fake artificial sweetener taste to it? Does it taste like a Four Loko? Like it's not that it's real sugar, because these aren't real sugar, but they don't have that fake taste to them.
Yeah, it's got the fake taste to it a little bit.
Okay. Kind of,
yeah, it doesn't taste like your standard Four Loko.
Nice. That's the one thing I like about the pre-games is, you know, when we were mixing them with beers, all the different flavors, and we had a good time with that. We actually came up with the... But what do we call it? The Incredible Hulk, or
you had the Hulk or the Leprechaun, the sour blue Raz pregame in the Colt 45.
Yeah, I really
liked that one. And then we did the Blue Meanie was the other one.
Yeah,
I forget what we put the blue Raz with. There's another one, but I was looking today too to see if any of those new Colt 45 40s were around. Still, nothing over here yet. Still striking out on the new brown bottle Colt 45s.
So I seen something interesting on that, and I went back in the fridge because I did find them, and I got some held back till you do, but. Until I was online and I'd seen somebody else, the caps don't have the Colt 45 horse and horseshoe on them. It's just silver.
Yeah, I saw that, but I know somebody posted in one of the groups the other day that now they are.
Yeah, he bought a couple of them and they all had it on it.
Yeah, I think they're delayed. I know the same thing two people were complaining about because I picked up a sack of PR bottles the other day, and yeah. They used to have under the cap on the PBR bottles, you had either they had like the four of clubs or stuff like that. They had little things under the caps, yeah. And the new ones now don't. And I know people reached out and they said that they're trying to, I guess, figure out how to do that kind of stuff. I didn't think it'd be that difficult to do, but it's like, okay, stuff under the caps or in your case of putting the real, you know, we got to break out this guy here to put the real, you know, logo on the on the cap here. I mean, compared to the there you go, there's the real one there, the old English bottle there, the prison shank. So
I'd say
yeah. In case things get
Greg.
Yeah, as you say, in case things get rowdy over here, we're gonna, you know, jump through the yeah, camera here true. To
jump me in, huh?
Yeah,
jump me in.
You want to come on the podcast here? This is what you get. This we got to initiate right. You into the
catch a shiv to the side. Yeah.
This is now a judgment zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the rules.
Yeah. You change the rules. Oh yeah.
But this is hey, the hey,
my voice
say,
isn't delayed on here.
I've
is
missed
it?
This.
Is my voice delayed?
I think it's off a little bit. It's not
okay. Not too bad. Okay. I was about
no,
to
no. And then the first minute it was, but now it's kind of caught back up.
You're catching up now.
Yeah, you're just a little slow. Right. It's okay. All right. You can be slow. It's all right. It's we don't really.
Kevin's okay. A little slow.
He rode the slow. No, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Yeah. I guess I haven't had the fruit punch here in a while. I'm pleasantly surprised with how solid the flavor
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's what one. I was just saying. I miss this one. It's really good.
Yeah, I was almost going to go with the camo today. But I was like, you know what? I literally forgot I had this. It was in the back of the fridge, and I'm going through, and I said, oh, there's a fruit punch back here. I'm like, ah, shit. You know, I'll do this one. I'll do this one here today. Because I was going through, and I know as we have some stuff to talk about here, and with the 4 Loko October and Halloween around the corner here, 4 Loko did announce that they were doing their can costumes again this year, but this year they're only doing USA and the camo costumes. Right. Last year they did the gold, the sour cosmic punch, and the jungle juice costumes. And Kevin and myself were lucky enough to get last year a canned costume from 4 Loko.
Yeah.
Right. You got the you got the Cosmic Punch one, Kevin? Was that what you had?
Jungle Juice?
Okay. I couldn't remember which one. Yeah. I got the gold here, and then the year before they did the USA costumes, and I got one of those here. So we're waiting to see will there be any 4 Loko loyalty goodies coming our way.
I know that one of those canned costumes won't fit me, and that's why they didn't send me one.
I think it will.
I don't know. Sure. I mean, those things are pretty big.
Okay.
I mean, I think they'll still fit you. I mean, it's. I think Kevin can agree with me. I think. I mean, they're pretty. You put that thing on, I mean, you have a lot of room in there to move around.
Then they don't
you
like
do
me.
Karate in it.
You could do karate in it. You could do some loco yeah. karate out there.
Do all sorts of activities.
Yeah.
Speaking of like all the loco handouts and stuff, there is a little controversy roaming around in the 4 Loko realm. I almost put a red circle with a line through it. Because I don't know what our sponsorship means anymore.
Sponsor, you know, I was kind of feeling like 4 Loko's like my dad and not existent, but So yeah, I kind of blew up their chat a little bit because I noticed whenever I went to go check on the challenges and see, hey, is there any new challenges that I haven't heard about? And it said you're not subscribed to this platform anymore. And I was like, no, I am. You know,
yeah.
So I kept trying. I tried to change my password, kept giving me the same message. And so finally today, after I commented on their story on the Four Loko can costumes, I said, hey, again, what is going on? We need to know because we're about to do a podcast about it and I need some answers. So exact words from them, they finally answered me. They said, making some updates to the program, so had to take it down for the time being. So for all you Four Loko loyalty ambassadors out there, that's what's going on.
Yeah. Tenfold, man.
Go get milk.
Yeah.
Legend. But he's coming back, though. He's coming back. You know, the 50-cent sticker here will make it... It'll fit in the end, guys. All right, you see hat and the sticker, right? Will make it worth it there. Kevin brought it to my attention. Kevin brought it to my attention a few weeks back. He's like, "Hey, have you tried to log into the Four Loko ambassador site recently?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "I tried to, and you know these fuckers, you know, shut me out. It says I'm not subscribed anymore." So I'm like, "All right, when I get home, I'll take a look at it." So I went in because that's that site and Roadhouse Notes. He could never remember his password because it's like it has to be like 16 characters, like this long ass complicated password.
And whatever they set up is probably when I was drinking. So
yeah, like this long ass complicated password for a Four Loko loyalty website because you know somebody's gonna try to get those points because we were trying to get that Four Loko guitar or that Four Loko that mini bike.
So we would take
get that mini bike for 1,000 points to drive it along the country and tour America with Four Loko there.
We can go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Hey, we were saying Sturgis. Yeah.
I think my password was I love Manischewitz.
There you go.
Could have been. It might have been around that same time we did the Manischewitz wine challenge.
I think it was I love Manischewitz 1776 or something.
69. Okay,
so, you got to throw a 69 in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And so right. I went in and then I got home and I tried to log in and it got me the same message. And I told Kevin, I said, it's not just you. I can't get in either. And I was trying to think, I'm like, when's the last time they sent out a challenge or anything to do on there? Because, you know, you're trying to build up these points and go through. And even if it's not the Four Loko mini bike, you could get, you know, some free stuff in the process. And Kevin's like, okay, I reached out, I'm waiting to hear back. You know, weeks go by, nothing. Then finally you push them today that they're like, okay, we're changing it. All right, so this is already the second time that they've switched it over here. But so we'll see if they're going to keep
the Four Loko tie.
Maybe. Like the Four Loko suit. Like, right. You know, like yeah, the... Like thinking like the old school, like Jimmy Hart would wear like the airbrushed, the airbrushed like jacket.
Yeah,
like a Four Loko, like airbrush, like the hat kind of like this one.
Yeah,
like when I first got the hat, my friends were like, "Did you make that hat yourself?"
And
like,
I know it.
Between that and the T-shirt with the same thing, like I'm like, yeah, Four Loko sent this to me. They're like, man, you're lying. You made that yourself at like the boardwalk. You went to one of those places and said, "Hey, can you airbrush this for me?"
Low.
Yeah,
we're not faking the front.
Yeah,
that's right, man. Parties in the front and the back.
Yes,
there you go.
So we'll be keeping tabs on what Four Loko does.
I'm gonna check on every single day.
Yeah. Every day, Kevin, just keep sending messages. Hey, update. Every morning, you wake up, first thing you do, you send a DM
to Four Loko.
And just say, hey, like where are we at? Girlfriend. Yeah.
Like, hey, babe.
Good morning. I miss you.
I miss you so much. How you doing?
I miss you. I miss my challenges and my rewards. I want my points back because I said to Kevin, I said when they before they moved to the new site a year or so ago, I was getting like the points through the old site, and I think I had like a 20% off coupon or some discount code at the time before they moved, and then I was trying to use it. It wouldn't work on the in the store, and I sent them emails about it, and I never heard anything back. I was like, oh, I had these codes, and I wanted to use it, but nothing. Right. Just, they're like, no, we're done. That's it.
Yeah, they were kind of done with that. I don't know what was going on with that. So they just updated their website. I don't know what's going on. Like, what are they updating? That's what I want to know. You know, yeah. Like, I want to know details, but I don't want to push too hard. Because they'd be like, fuck you, man. Go drink Coors.
I'd be like, no. No, you're wrong, because without us, they don't have it. They don't have what they need. Exactly. You know,
that's right. We keep them in business.
No, it's okay to push. And it's not an inconvenience because it makes them think, well, we better get some shit done.
Yeah.
And it's not being pesky or anything like that. It's just they started it. They didn't have to start this.
Yeah, right.
They didn't have to. You know, I mean, it's by choice. Not everybody gets one of these hats and gets one of these access codes to join them.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we're the guys out there, you know, doing the work.
We're on the battlefields putting our liver in danger.
we're putting daily. Up the good fight over here.
One Four Loco at a time.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I'm going through here now. Here, let me see. I guess they did update some of the merch here.
The merch, yes. So you can still get the loyalty merch, but you can't log in to see your points and stuff like that and get the free stuff and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. So you can still go on the loyalty website.
I'm going through they got the Four Loko veteran hat over here, which is, that's a good one.
I kind of want to get it, yeah.
Let's see. All right, here, let me, I'll share it quick here, then you can see. Yeah,
I like to see it.
The updated store.
Show me your goods.
Okay.
Ooh, they got a ref shirt. Here. I didn't see.
Oh,
that.
I want the ref shirt. The shorts.
I definitely want those shorts.
They're too long. See me. They need to be shorter.
My balls better hang out of those.
Those blue ones look a little shorter. I'll take those.
The blue ones there, that one there. I like the Four Loko veteran hat here. I mean, look at that. That's for those who serve that drink, we salute you. Gain the respect you deserve and wear this like a Medal of Honor.
Is the wreath like trucker girls?
Oh, look, and look, they got this. They got sticker pack too with a new sticker pack. Roadhouse, you can get that Four Loko veteran sticker to put on your car now to go with the other one.
Oh shit!
Oh, it's Florida. Come on, man, let's go. Yeah,
I like that. The little
the tree
air freshener one.
Car fresheners that smell like Four Loko.
Yeah, yeah. That there, you got cool. Like these ones here. Loko USA America, like the Harley Davidson type.
Yeah,
look here.
Bar and Shield.
And then they got the camo one with all the fishing stuff. You got your fishing hat here.
You got the lighter that we got. That's the last thing they sent us was that lighter. And
yeah, the lighter, the hat, and the can of camo was the thing there. Like, they got the camo flag.
Shoot, I like that duffel bag.
Camo duffel bag here, hockey jersey.
I got a hockey jersey.
I have not. It's been so long since I've been on their webpage.
Yeah, I haven't looked either.
Yeah, I've got the camo racing crew shirt.
Yeah, they got, then that's the hat there. Hey, look, Roadhouse, I got the Loko USA skateboard.
Again?
Next year?
Yeah.
You got that there?
Back behind me.
Yeah. That's back in there. Jungle Juice,
that hat
gold
right there.
One there.
What are those two? What are those, Bob?
What, you got the Jungle Juice skateboard
and the
Four Loko gold skateboard deck.
Nice.
Are they actually like shaped like the can?
They are.
Well, mine is.
The shop that you can see, right?
Yeah. 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 Roadhouse has the USA one there. If he's, yeah, there you go. See?
There you go.
Yeah. So is it kind of squarish on the ends?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like that's rounded awesome. A little bit. Yeah. It looks just like the can.
It's,
both, yeah.
It's just like yeah. the can. The bottom's round.
That's cool yeah. as shit.
And then the top is square like the top of the can. So, yeah, it's an identical replica of the can.
That's pretty cool.
I was kind of upset I couldn't get the USA. I got the watermelon.
So, hey. So these skateboards, I just wonder if they're the same company because it's Shapes.
Yes, it's from, yeah, so they're the ones that make custom skateboards, yeah.
So if you're not following Shapes on Instagram.
It says here, yeah, it says, yeah, made a collaboration with Skate Shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're, out there. Their Instagram is awesome.
Mm-hmm. They got some cool skate decks.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Shapes, yeah. Four Loko USA skateboard deck right there. So there it is, the picture of it with the wheels on it.
Love those guys.
Over here. Yeah, your that's Four Loko yeah. hat, the beanie, camo ooh, long sleeve.
Shirt. Oh, man. That'd be a good hunting shirt.
That, you got the hoodies.
Fuck, I'm going to go broke again.
Is that a wife beater?
The wife beater.
Get the Four Loko tank yeah, here.
No, they ain't a tank. That's what it's you a need. Wife
yeah, yeah. That's a wife beater, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, like, there we go. Beater. There we got all the classic lanyard koozies here.
Yeah.
I got the one yeah. hanging behind me over here.
Holy crap, the, man.
That, I got the hoodie. They sent me that one. Oh. Few years back, the USA hoodie.
Yeah, the USA Olympic hoodie.
Yeah, that one there. Alien hoodie. The alien, the Four Loko the green apples.
One of the first hats they ever sent me was the alien one.
No, this guy here, the...
Yeah. And it's so dirty right now. Yeah, it doesn't look like that anymore. It's dirty.
I wish it would really come out with a real fleshlight.
That'd be nice. So you could fuck a Four Loko can? That'd be great.
Hey, Four yeah. Loko can fleshlight? Would be awesome.
All day.
I mean, they have one. I know, like, they post sometimes the one on, like, their Instagram. So there is, like, one in there's existence. One they've never sold it, but they did make one.
Well, like, they don't have the, better than their drinks.
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody's ever used it.
They're going to sell it on auction and say lightly used.
I would use it on the courthouse.
Gently used.
Yeah, gently. Yeah.
Wordplay well, is everything.
It's only got 80 miles on it. You're
all
right.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. It's all good. It's all right. It's all out there. It's wash hose it down a bit. You're fine.
It's gone yeah. real loco.
Yeah.
As much as I wanted to be mad at Four Loko, this podcast has made me like really excited again.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's
for a little while. You know, like a little brother, like two brothers fighting, you know, and then I was like, yes. You know what? I love you guys still.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm mad at you, but I love you.
I mean, I think we all agree. I think we all agree that we'd like some more love from them for the amount of, okay, I don't want to say work because it's not work. We're not
work. It's a love. It's a love of passion.
We're, yeah. Putting, we're not getting because it's we're not like strenuous activities here doing this stuff. It's like you'll drink a Four Loko
all day
because you want to.
Yeah.
Right. It's the bonus of saying, okay, I got this hat, I got this sticker, I'm sponsored by Four Loko, and every once in a while you get this package at your door.
Yeah.
Like you're not expecting. And that's great. Like I said, when I got like the camo one a few months back, like I'm sitting at home and all of a sudden the doorbell rings, the UPS guy standing there. And I'm like, okay, what does he want? Like, okay. You're getting served or something.
Don't answer.
Okay. Well, okay. Who's suing me? Or something.
Damn it, more child support.
Yeah, then you go to the door and I look like it pops up. I'm looking at my phone and I look at the ring and he has a box and it's like this camo box and I'm like, oh, okay. So I go down and And he's like, okay, you're 21, right? I'm like, yes. And he's like, okay, cool. I'm going to sign here. And that's it. And he drops the box. He leaves. I pick up the box. And it's like, oh, okay. It's a box from, you know, doesn't even say Four Loko on it. But you see it and you're like, all right, I know what it looks like.
Yeah.
So you open it up and it's this huge box with, you know, a lighter and a can of camo and a hat in it. And expected, they didn't say like, hey, we're going to send you something. So stuff like that, it's nice to see when it shows up unexpected there. And earlier this year, they did the same thing with the box of the gold. With the hat and everything. A couple cans of gold in there. So it's nice to see that stuff and get that recognition for it there. So it's like, not that you need to have it. But it's not. It makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside.
It does
for us over here. Yeah, exactly. It's like Christmas.
How excited we were when we found the new cans.
Yeah, it's stupid stuff like that. It's like, oh, we're redesigning the cans. Okay, find this.
All right, so like, okay, that gave us something to look for. I found it in North Carolina when I was out traveling.
Yeah.
They sent me my box, man, and that box was beat. It looked like Mike Tyson had his way with it. Yes. It was rough, man. It
looked like fight night.
Open. It was all dented and shit. And I was like,
"Hey, as long as the can was still intact."
That's right. It was,
and they did a good job. I know mine. I think they had it in like the bubble wrap. They wrapped up the can in there. So they did their part. It wasn't like it was just a can in there and it's been bouncing around, and now it's like, why? This is all soggy. It's, I guess it's dented
crap. Why is it so sticky?
Like, oh shit! Yeah. But why is this can so? Why is this box so sticky? The UPS guy's got like gloves on, like a hazmat suit. He's like, I didn't want to call like the Homeland Security on you because this thing's leaking and like radiation, but I was almost going to because it's leaking so much.
What I miss about my old location, I haven't told y'all, I ended up moving my shop to a different location. I don't know if I told you guys that.
Yeah.
Okay, so, so now I have a new UPS guy and a new FedEx guy and all that. I used to fuck with my old guy. Like, every time a package would come in, I'd be like, oh, man, my blow-up doll. And he's like, huh? You know, like, my anal beads came in. Yay, you know? Like, so he had fun with that shit. But now I'm just like, can this guy take it?
Now you got to train a new guy.
Yeah, I got to train.
You got to put it out there one good time to see if
you
buy it.
You got to see how far you can go with it. It's like you just kind of drop like a little comment one time and see, okay, do you get like a laugh back? Or does he like no sell it? And just ignore it and keep walking.
Are you like a hangout at the tattoo parlor?
Sometimes we do, yeah.
Okay.
So, guilty. Like, funny story. My piercer actually came back into town. She came back into town last week.
Who?
And she showed up, my old piercer.
Okay.
She ended up leaving. Her old man got back on meth, and he's in prison now, and she
went
back to Fort Worth. Fucking man. She hasn't seen the new location, so she came back and pierced for a few days. Well, the first night she showed up right as I was closing, and so we walked to, there's a 7-Eleven type deal next door, and we went over there and got a couple beers, and we just sat out back and was drinking a couple beers.
Did y'all see Dancing Daryl?
Dude, no, we haven't seen Dancing Daryl. That's another story. We got
Once you said Dancing Daryl, I'm like, oh god, where's this going?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second. But there's a lot of meth heads down the road, down that whole street where I'm on, and homeless people. It's bad.
Really bad.
You're in the shady part of town over there now.
Yeah, I mean, it's only a mile down the street from my old shop, but it's on the methiest road in town. It's pretty rough. But we had this methed out lady like started yelling, and she said, blah, 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 blah. Happy Dragon, blah, 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 blah. Nicole, Ink Image, you know? And I was like, I heard you say Happy Dragon. So I said, what the fuck did you say about my shop? You know, like, I'm just messing with her. And she goes, tell them what you did with that spoon. And I was like, you don't talk about my fucking spoon like that. I mean, we started messing with her so bad. It was great. But then we just sat back out there and just meth head watched. You know, it's kind of fun.
Hey, whatever passes the time.
I mean, yeah. Exactly.
It's never a dull moment.
I would say people like, hey, nothing wrong with people watching from time to time. That's out right. There. You go out there and watch. And when it comes to people watching, most of the times you say, okay, you go to Walmart, you people watch people as they go through there. And the one thing I had brought up, which is something we have to do on not people watching, but I don't know, Kevin, if you saw, I told Roadhouse a while back that that PBR did a with Campbell's Soup, they have a Campbell's Soup, a beer, there's like a beer chili and a beer cheddar potato thing. They have two different Campbell's Soup and PBR, a collaboration. That they have an exclusive soup that's available only at Walmart. And I keep forgetting, every time I go, I keep forgetting to look to see if I can find it there. But I know people keep saying they find it there. So I know we did the Fruit Loops a while back, but I think we have to reconvene soon and do the, we'll heat up the PBR Campbell's Soup. And we'll do a soup taste test with some PBR. Here on the podcast, PBR chili, and Greg, you're welcome to join in with us us here too. Out
we
there,
you can do it from scratch.
Hell yeah.
And you could do your own.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we could do that. I can get some chili and put some PBR in it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can do that too. I mean, yeah, but I want to see how this is. You know, a canned, you know, PBR chili.
Yeah. PBR labeled can.
Yeah, with Campbell's soup, chili, heat it up. We bring it down here and we crank it open to see. Since we're hitting it's fall now, it's getting to that season, it's chili season, you know, getting the warmth in you now out there. So stuff, as we said, after we had our Fruit Loops, I think the PBR chili will be a lot better than the Fruit Loops stuff from a few months back.
Okay, so I got a video. I want to see if y'all can see it on the phone of when we were meth head watching. I did. There's a lot of meth head couples over there, and I want to see if I'm going to push play and see if y'all can.
Okay,
see
let's
it.
See. Let's see what we got here. If we
it's
can.
It's pretty funny. Here we go. I'm going to play it now. Here we go.
Hey,
you got to do something in your downtime over there, you know? I mean, I
took three videos. I mean, I'm talking, we saw at least three or four couples. I even did a George Strait over here. Let me see if I can do
it. You did three or four of them, I know that.
Oh my god, dude! I was having way too much fun with it. There was a lot of love in there that day. It was here we go. This one.
Peeking out there behind the. well, that I was gonna say that. Daddy, Daddy, I got to pee quick. If you got to pee, take a pee break now. But I just got to pee. I'll be back.
All right.
You got to do it. Do it.
This is a first. This is a first in a long time.
You know what my bladder says, Roadhouse?
That Bob takes a pause for the cause.
Yeah, my bladder says no sleep till Brooklyn.
That's right. Hey. I just put a bucket in front of me and pissed in it.
There you go.
I don't even move. You guys don't even know, but I'm just, you know, I just rip.
I'm just gonna pee in my empty Four Loko can.
That's right.
Oh, my dude.
That's a good idea.
Four Lokos are a piss
recycling.
Magnet. It is. Just like Monster Energy drinks, they're a piss magnet.
I can tell you, this is a good one. If you could find it, that's a good one.
All right.
If you can find it.
If not, I can go back to Houston and send you one.
Or you're going to make a special trip all the way to Houston just for that.
Oh, I could. We got family over there.
You guys are in Austin, right?
No, we're in Abilene.
Abilene.
The other A-town.
I beg my pardon.
Yeah, if you ever watch a lot of Westerns, you'll hear Abilene a lot. Because.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm familiar with the name.
Crooked-ass city.
I'm not big on the geography of Texas, but all the names, you know, I knew you were in a major city. And
I wouldn't say major.
Well, I'm not sure, but
subpar.
I'm in Kentucky, and there's like major cities in Kentucky, and I'm like right in the middle of all of them. You know,
yeah.
I got 70 miles one way, you're in Louisville, 80, 90 miles, you're in Lexington, 30, 40 miles, I'm in Bowling Green. I'm like centralized.
Yeah. Do you do any hunting over there? I know there's a lot of good deer in Kentucky. I always wanted to go.
Oh, yeah. They're in my yard right now.
Yeah. My niece's fiance, man, he's got some big old bucks over there.
They're nothing like Ohio deer. Ohio got big bucks. I lived in Ohio and I moved here in 93. The first time I seen a big buck deer, and this guy's like, it's insane. I'm like, that's just a baby. They're like 100 pounds less than the ones I'm used to seeing. But
yeah, the ones here are a lot smaller. They really are. I mean, unless you're a high fence, it's a lot smaller. I'm going to try to find a picture of a deer the last buck that I shot. And y'all's deer looks like it ate our deer.
Yeah.
They're small. But I mean, it was a big buck. I've got it hung up in my shop, but not compared to y'all.
Well, you can't make soup with horns.
That's right. That's true. Hey, the backstrap, though, is the best.
I can't remember the last time I've, like, harvested a buck. I usually take the does.
It's good meat. Yeah, I shoot does for meat and then bucks for meat and the trophy, you know. But
I got so many participation trophies, I ain't got room for a rack.
Hey, one more, you can be okay.
There you go.
All right, man.
Can never have enough.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find the picture.
I lost
my daughter. I used to take my daughter. You know what? I'm going to show y'all. This is a heartwarming picture, man.
Okay.
But my daughter used to ride on me on the tractor. Whenever we would go hunting, that was on the four wheeler. Yeah, and then we'd go get corn together and stuff. And she said, "Dad, I can pick up a bag."
Oh, see, man. Got it. Yeah,
yeah. God bless, dude. She was the best hunting partner ever. I'm telling you, man. Yeah, but yeah, the last buck I shot, it was big. It was a good 8-point, but. I saw my niece's fiancés, and I was like, God bless, man. I want to go over there. I need to make my way over there, man. But one day I will. You ever do any hunting, Bob?
I've never done actually any hunting. No.
We need to take you to Kentucky or Texas. And we'll
go.
Come on. Let's do it.
Invite, like one of 1,000 invites. Y'all come to me.
I know Broadhouse says put it out there.
I have the land. I have the opportunity.
He said we can hunt off his back porch.
I do. I never leave more than like 20 foot from my house when I harvest.
You don't
have to.
I mean, yeah, you cannot beat that. That's hard to beat. Yeah, I've got it.
Man, I can't remember the last time I sat in the woods. I mean,
we've talked many times. We're gonna have bum wine fest out there.
Bum wine fest, yes. Bum wine.
We can shoot the podcast out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had our friends, the Chugs band. You know, they said they wanted to come out there for the Bum Wine Fest. They'll play the music.
I'll go all out. I'll rent a porta potty and everything.
I've got the place for camping.
I got camping. I got my house. I've got the room. Tell me.
Yeah, we might be there
during the holidays. I'm gonna try to make my way over there because they've been wanting us to go over there, and I hadn't been there for a while, so we might be over there.
Well, plan it for when there's one of those Comic Cons you like to go to that's here in town, and then Louisville's like an hour and a half away, so.
You can swing by after and pop in.
There you go.
You plan for about 4 or 5 days here, do the thingamajigger, and then
How far are you from Cincinnati?
About 2.5-3 hours.
Okay, because Cincinnati Comic Con, let me see when it is. I'm not gonna make it. It's October 24th through
26th. Too soon.
It's not gonna work. Hey, the Smallville cast is gonna be there.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
last week we had midget wrestling here.
Oh, there you go.
That's the funniest thing I've ever been to. I've been to it for a few times, and there was one time there was this midget wrestler. His name, and I'm not even joking. His name was Sippy Cup.
Hiccup.
Was that here at Hef's?
No, it wasn't at Hef's. It was in Austin.
I went to one at Hef's.
They're about to have another one here in town. Here probably in the next month or so. But yeah,
we need to go.
Sippy Cup. It was a small black midget. Sippy His Cup. Name was Sippy Cup.
Oh boy!
Awesome. The names they come up with.
I know, who thought of this? I don't know, but
you know, I don't know. Maybe his tall 6 foot girlfriend. I don't know.
somebody over there. this is my sippy cup over here. You know, it's like a sippy cup.
There's so many jokes you can make to that, but I'm not gonna go there.
Look, Kevin, what was that? I know you said before. What did you crack open there? What's that guy? What's the drink you got there, Kevin? Vicky's? Okay.
I looked up the whole thing on it, and apparently Vicky's is the oldest chelada that's been canned and made.
From Mexico.
It's from Mexico, yeah. But it's one of the oldest, and it's like family. It's family owned and stuff. But they're one of the oldest, and we have a hard time finding them. But when we find them, Greg found them. And how many did you buy? Like 10.
The other day I found them in Coleman, and I bought 3. And then just earlier today I bought 6 more.
Nice. That's fun. Yeah,
load up. Load up.
He showed up with a whole bag of them. I mean, they're the same size. Jackie's got one.
Yeah,
and they're the same size as the Four Locos. Yeah.
And then there's 3 more sitting right there looking at me.
Just waiting.
Yeah.
Asking, hey, drink me too.
Finish that one. Like a good girl.
Yeah. What's the ABV on those?
Does it say?
Yeah. Oh, it's only 3.5.
Oh yeah!
Oh really?
Oh wow! Okay, so that's
awesome.
No, that's a good. That's an all day.
Mucho delicioso.
I was gonna say, no, that's an all day drinker.
Yeah, that's there. A refreshing little all dayer.
Yeah,
it's got 155 calories and 26.5 carbs.
We don't count calories; we count.
But it's got protein.
Okay, protein. There you go.
Only 1.3.
Yeah. Hey,
it counts.
It's better than zero, so it's good.
Yeah. It's your post-workout drink, guys.
Post-workout drink.
It's like, what's working out? I don't know what that is anymore.
I earned this.
That's right.
I can drink this guy now. I feel better about myself that I can drink this.
Anytime we can find it, though, we get it. It's a good drink. don't know how y'all are with chiladas and stuff, but it's good.
I love chiladas.
Oh man, this one's like a it's a good chilada, but it's got the chamoy in it, so it's a little bit sweeter.
Have y'all ever had chamoy?
I've never been
a big chilada person. I've had a couple of them, but it might be something I have to revisit. We've done the redemptions before, and I might have to dive in because I haven't seen those, so I don't know if they're over here.
Bob the Trooper, he will give it a second shot. He didn't like it the first round.
There's not just Halloween, but there's also Dia de los Muertos.
Hey. This month.
Chilada.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to the chiladas, though, there's so many different ones. I normally go with the Bud Lights. There's some tahines now. Those are really good. And then Kevin normally goes with a Budweiser Picante.
Yeah, the Budweiser Picante.
That one's really like good, too.
Yeah. What about the 50,000 Modelo ones that are out there now? It's like every store I go to, it's Modelo Chelada, and I had the one a few years back as like on the podcast, but now it's like you go to the store, it's like a whole lot of Chelada of everything. I'm like, I don't even know where to start. I'm like, what do I get here?
Just close your eyes and pick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
Modelo's got 2 to 3 runs at the stores, every store around me.
Yeah,
see, I'm not a huge Modelo fan though.
Yeah, the Kamado one, it tastes like ketchup. The Dos Equis Chelada tastes like ketchup. It's too tomatoey. Budweiser has a good one. The Bud Light has a good one. Modelo's isn't, but the Modelo Negro one is actually really good.
Okay.
That one's really good. Yeah.
Is that the one with a little bit of mango in it?
No, it's not. That's not the one with mango in it, no.
Okay.
There's one, they're the tahine ones. There's a pineapple, a mango, and a chili lime.
I think
a the chili lime one
off the chain.
It's good. Oh, it's good.
Back to what Kevin was saying about the ketchup taste, though. If you like a Bloody Mary, then a solid red, or no, not solid. It looks just like a gray Bud Light can, but it's majority red, like up here and down here with the logo. That one is one of the first chiladas that they came out with, and that one's very, very similar to a Bloody Mary.
Oh, banging.
Okay, yeah. I did the Modelo Chilada Special back in 2019. I went and looked it up. That was a 3.5. And Modelo Chelada Special is a beer with a refreshing flavor of tomato, salt, and lime.
Mm-hmm.
I did that with Aaron and Uncle. Yep. Uncle the podcast there. And I think that's the last time I've had one is since then. So since 2019, I haven't had a – and that was my first and last experience with a Chelada over here. So that might be something we have to revisit. I don't know. I mean,
well, it's been almost 7 years, and they say your bud taste buds.
It could. It could. Exactly. Yeah. It could be.
Yeah.
You know,
it's been a while. Big change over. Yeah. My taste buds over the years have changed big time, you know.
Oh, yeah. I tried hummus. We went to this arcade bar, and I tried hummus, and I used to not like hummus, and now I like hummus.
So we'll have to revisit that and see if the taste buds change over the years to see what your palate enjoys now.
Gotta get that palate cleanser.
Yeah. Like I said, there's so many out there. Like I went to the store today when I was looking. As I said, if I get the jungle juice, if I could see that, and then I was going through it, I'm like, yeah, it's just like a line of like Modelo Chelada, different flavors, everything, you know, and now everything with the. Hey, Kevin, I know you said the other day you had the Angry Orchard, the Halloween pack, right?
So good.
Was it good?
Hey, Jackie, grab that real quick. The pack. Oh my God. So I'm not a big pumpkin spice guy. I mean, whenever pumpkin spice coffee comes out, I'm
the
like
Angry Orchard.
The Angry Orchard, yeah. So, in the fridge. Yeah, so I tried the pumpkin one, and it's good. It was actually really good.
Is it in that box right there?
So, it's in the box, yeah. So, every HEB, it's a grocery store that's kind of a Texas thing. Hey, there you go.
Bob.
They come out with all these Halloween beers and stuff like that, and so Angry Orchard actually has, yeah, it's called the Thriller Pack.
Yes, I saw it today.
This is the one I had. You should get it. It's worth it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd be down to drink these for a Halloween thing, a Halloween Loco thing. We drink Four Loco and drink these. I mean,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So the other day I sent Bob a picture of Sam Adams fall variety pack.
That one's good.
He said he saw it too. And I went back to buy it and it's gone.
It's so funny. You said I went today and I saw it on the shelf. There was one 12 pack left. The only thing that stops me from buying it was that it was $18.99. For a 12 pack.
Oh wow!
Jeez. And that's where I stopped, because I was like oh maybe I'll get this, because then we talked about this and I told you I saw it the other day.
Yes.
I didn't buy it at the time. Then I went in today and I saw it. I'm like oh, they still had the summer pack, and then next to it was the fall variety pack.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, 12 pack, $18.99. I'm like, oh man, that. That hurts.
It's like
close, but no
cigar. Yeah, this one is 18. The Thriller pack at ours is 1848.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, it's tough, man.
That's too much.
When you get past like $15 for a Thriller pack, that's where you get that, like,
standards.
Yeah, it's past that budget beer. Bum wine standard.
Yeah.
Like I say how much I love the real American beer, and that's like $14.99 for the pack.
No way, look at this. That. You're gonna be jealous. So real American beer here is $10.27 for a 12 pack.
Oh man, that's amazing. That's
yeah. How much?
$10.27 for a 12 pack.
Oh, your dick's in a knot.
No, I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I lied. That's a 6 pack. I'm sorry. It's $15.07 for a 12 pack. I'm sorry. I lied.
Okay. Still,
it's not bad.
It's still close. It's still.
It does go up there.
I knew.
Yeah, but when I saw that price and I was like $18.99 for a 12 pack, I'm like, ooh, man. I'm like, That's tough, man. I mean,
yeah.
The price is that it
can't do it.
And we've had this before that.
As much as I wanted, I'm not going to pay $18.99 for
price. The prices have increased over the past years. I mean, I could have sworn a 12 pack of even a Sam Adams like seasonal 12 pack would have been like $15.
Absolutely.
A few years ago. And you go in and you see that it's like almost $20 for a 12 pack of beer, and it hurts. I mean, it's like I don't want to spend that much on a 12 pack of beer. That, like I said, that's like where like an outlaw is, like for a 24 pack is like $17, and then they give you a $10 rebate on it too. It's like,
yeah,
you can't go wrong with that. I mean,
I remember when a 30 case of Keystone was like what, $11-$12?
Yeah, it's like
I know. It's like, in college.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. Even that, it's like I can get a 30 pack of Keystone Light here for, I mean, maybe, you know, like $19.99. So
good,
it's
old,
like,
inflation.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
But I do want to try that Sam Adams flannel fest.
I need to send y'all this. This is I don't mind sending y'all a 6-pack of it. It's a Texas beer. But I probably could find a 12-pack, but for a 6-pack, it's only $5.97. It's called Frio Light Beer.
I've heard of that. I've never
seen
it. It's only the Texas one, but I've heard about that. It's cheap.
We have the Frio River. And honestly, to tell you the truth, the best way to describe it is it's a little bit more watered down than the Keystone.
Frio.
Yeah. So I used to joke around with people. It's like whenever people float the Frio River, they're getting drunk and stuff. I feel like they get these cans and they dip it in the Frio River, and that's where they get the alcohol. I mean, you know, but it's actually pretty good. It's not bad.
It's distilled through the Frio River.
Pretty much. Everybody peeing in the Frio River, all that alcoholic piss.
Prozac.
I was gonna say, like when you brought up that Rojas said, you know, we don't want to pay the $18.99 for it, but you know, we'll end up doing it. We'll sit here and when we talk about it and we drink it, we'll complain about the price for an hour.
Yeah, but we'll do it for science.
Right. Well, we will pay it. It's like we'll complain about the price of it, but we will drink it. So stay tuned for that one because that will be coming up soon. There, the Sam Adams seasonal fall variety pack. I just didn't feel like paying it today. When I walked in today and I saw it, and I was kind of looking around, and I went to the. When I go into the store by me, you go into the first thing. You have your tall boys, your 40s, and I look first, and I said, okay, is there any Colt 45 40s? No, okay. Then I said I wanted the Jungle Juice 40. I mean, if there was a 40 of that, that would have been great, but the 24-ounce, the tall, you know, Jungle Juice 4 Loco, not there. Then I go down to the other end of the store, which is like the budget beer section, the Hams, the Outlaw,
the Mickey's.
Yeah, the Mickey's, the Busch Lights, all that stuff there. Sure. And okay, I'm the looking Maddie through. Daddies. Yeah, and I go through, okay, I'm looking through there. Then I come back around and I kind of went to the middle. And then that's where the Sam Adams is over there. And then first I saw the summer variety pack, which is still there. Then right next to it was the fall variety pack. And I was like, oh, we talked about this. I'll get this. I saw the thing. It was like $18.99. I'm like, not today. I pivoted to my left and I said, all right. Oh, a Natty Daddy, $1.79. I'll get that for today. Oh. And then we'll circle back around next week for the for the Sam Adams over there.
We'll contemplate it further.
Yeah. We'll count the rest of the pocket change and the change in the center console of the car.
Love is just like me. I will stand 20 minutes at the cooler staring, and the people on the counter will just look at me like, "Can I help you find anything?" No. I'm just
there's a manager at HEB that always walks up to me in the beer aisle, and she goes, "Is there anything I can help you find?" I'm like, you know, if you had this beer, it would be great, but no. And I'll stand there for 20 more minutes and just look. And there's like,
yes,
there's at least 15, 20 people that walk by and get their beer, and I'm still looking just because I'm trying to find the right one.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing to me. I'm standing there at the cooler where all the tall boys. So, and like three guys come by me. They're like, "Excuse me," because they want to get in. They get their, you know, their Bud Ice or Bud Light or whatever. They pick their tall boy out of the cooler. And I'm still standing there staring at it because I'm like, "Oh, I see. Okay. There's the Four Locos." They keep scaling back the Four Locos section, adding Modelos and like Mike Tarter drinks.
Everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah. All this stuff there and all this stuff, and White Claw Extreme, or their Twisted Tea Extreme, and everything. And then I looked at, okay, the bottom shelf, I'm like, okay, the 40s, okay, this is Steel Reserve 40, Steel Reserve Coors Light, Miller Lite, Bud, then there's the Modelo, like, 32s, and I was looking, I'm like, oh, is there the Colt 45 back? No. Okay. No malt liquor. And then I'm like, okay, there's the Natty Daddy at $1.79. Okay, I marked that one. I'm like, okay, I'll come back to that. And then I'm standing there. A guy comes in. Hey, excuse me. Okay, he comes in, gets his tall boy, walks out, and I'm there for another 10 minutes just walking back and forth, just kind of pacing around.
Do you know what I seen today? Was a Crystal Light alcoholic beverage.
What?
Really?
And I was like,
doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose?
Everybody's jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I think Crystal so. Crystal
Light. You remember those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it a seltzer or what is it?
It's got to be.
I think it's a vodka drink.
Ooh. It might be. It might be. Okay. I've heard people. Okay. I've heard of people that put Crystal Light in vodka.
Yeah.
So they might be now canning that into a pre-made drink.
Crystal Light branded drink.
Yeah.
And if I'll go back there tomorrow and I'll take a picture of it. But
the first time we went to Disney World, we y'all know those circle bottles that have like the flavored. You put water in it and it flavors it through the filter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we filled ours full of vodka to bring it into Disney World. And we had flavored vodka. And they thought it was water. It's a fun time.
Nobody knows. Nobody has to know. Hey, nobody knows.
It's like me back in high school.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was gonna say,
water bottle.
I had friends in high school that would do that, and I was not a big drinker in high school, and we would drink beers from time to time, but I knew some people that would bring the vodka water bottle to school, and it's not this funny. A friend of mine, he just turned 40 this past week, and. And for his 40th, we went to it was like an indoor Call of Duty, like laser tag type thing. But it's one of those, like, it's like a legit, like, warehouse thing where they have this whole arena set up and you have, like, your laser guns. You wear, like, this thing on your head with this sensor and everything. You're on teams and everything.
That's pretty badass.
For people that are 40, you know, it's tough out there. you'll feel that for the next couple days. It's like no running, but I mean, when you're out there and you're trying to shoot people with, you know, your laser gun out there, and it keeps tallies of everything, of, you know, how many kills you get, how many times you died, and all that stuff, and that's a fun time. But it's like, when you said
was your died more than your killed?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's called KD.
Yeah, nuclear death
ratio. Yeah,
KDR.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I did not do pro, but you know, for my friends who are more seasoned in the video games and, you know, Call of Duty and Halo and everything.
My kids always say, "Dad, don't fuck up my KD when I log into their account." And try to
play. Like, I'm drunk and having fun. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm just out here just shooting things. Yeah, that's the same.
I didn't know it was a big deal.
Yeah, you're screwing up the ratios out there, man.
My KDR is always screwed, so I just like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm out of booze.
No, you're not.
Need to wrap this up.
He's out of booze, man. All right, sound the alarm. Pull the trigger over there. But I guess, so Kevin, what was your verdict on the Four Loko, the pregame?
So the pregame, my thing is, they taste very similar to a Beatbox.
Okay.
They really do. It's very similar to a Beatbox. It does have that artificial sugar taste a little bit, but it's not bad. It's really enjoyable.
I was going to say, because the taste is definitely different, I know, from the Beatbox to a can of Four Loko. It's not sugar, I don't think, that's in these, but the taste is different than, like, the other ones we've had, where it's like the Hard Mountain Dews.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that, where it has that taste to it. So, be interesting to see.
Beatboxes and all those ones that are in the cardboard things are all wine-based. And I think that's the way Four Loko is going. And it tastes more wine-based than malt-based. if okay. that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it tastes more wine-based.
Nice.
It's not right. bad. I can enjoy a few of these. I could probably drink like 3 or 4 of these and feel pretty good, even though they're 12%. But, I mean, I think I could enjoy these a little bit more than the cans.
Yeah, if you're drinking on more of them, I think, yeah. I think yeah. without the carbonation and everything, I think you could drink a lot more of those than a can of Four Loko.
I still haven't reached 4 in a day. I talked to a lady, actually, the other day that said she used to drink 4 Lokos, and she drank 5 in one day, and she made me kind of jealous. I was like, oh. I was like, there's no fucking way. She goes,
he's one of the women you filmed in your camera.
Yeah, we need proof. We need proof for this. Yeah. We won't believe that until we see proof.
When she told me she had to have a liver transplant, I might have believed. I kind of started believing her. I was like, yeah, I can see where you had to have that.
All right, you tell her to join us. And then if she wants to sit here and drink 5 of them in one sitting.
I don't know with a new liver. I don't know how that would be, you know.
Oh, she filters that like a champ.
Yeah. She's got a 14-year-old's liver.
No. Well, it's Kevin, just like an LS swap. Right?
Well, part of the reason I quit drinking them way back when was when I drank 4 of them, I had a blackout experience, and yeah, that's a whole story for another time, but it put me off of them pretty good.
So, also, by the way, a good review of this one, the pumpkin. Y'all like pumpkin pie?
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like pumpkin pie with whipped cream.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now you're talking to the fat boy in me.
It's good.
Oh my god! Now, I drink 4 Lokos.
I was expecting it to taste like shit. And I was like, okay, I'm ready for this. I'm probably gonna give away this 12 pack. No, I'm pretty dead set on it.
Okay, hey, you never know. Sometimes you get surprised, and you're like, you know, this not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
I love.
I think it's time for you to refill.
I love my 4 Loko Buzz.
Yes, the 4 Loko Buzz is actually, I will tell you, because I know 4 Loko is probably listening in because I did send them the info on this podcast. That's one of the best buzzes I've had. Is a 4 Loko yes. Buzz.
Yeah.
It's totally different. And
yeah,
it's hard to explain to people because as I was with some friends, you know, for my friend's 40th birthday, then he had other friends that, you know, I don't know. So we had like our group of friends that he has his friends from like college and stuff. So after we went to the laser tag, you know, Call of Duty thing, we went to my friend's house and, you know, we're having some drinks. We're playing pool. We're playing shuffleboard in my friend's garage. And then it brings up like, hey, you know, you have a podcast, you have a YouTube channel, you know, so I'm plugging it and everything. And they're like, hey, so what do you do? And I'm like, you know, we take the best bang for the buck, the best of the worst in cheap booze. We talk about it. We review it. We give our opinions on it. And then people are like, well, what do you mean? Are you making money off this? Or this? I'm like,
no.
We're not rich in money. We get stuff. We're doing it for the fun of it. We're like, we're gonna drink this stuff no matter what. If we can sit here and have fun and BS for an hour and change we have no problem with that. And if we get some you know, quote unquote, you know, kickbacks from 4 Loko or whoever to send stuff, you know, we're more than happy to do that. It's like we're not rich in money, but hey, look, we got hats, we got stickers.
Sometimes we sit and pee, you know. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly. This is what happens out here. So you never know what you're gonna get here on the podcast on Bone with Bobcat. So that's why you have to subscribe. Because there you never know what you're gonna get here.
You never know what challenge you're gonna get.
Exactly. Yeah, right. If it's Fruit Loops, it could be. You know, it could be. Hey, we talked about it before. We said EBR chili, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You never know. That's why it's like a grab bag here of goodies here.
Vicky's tomato soup.
Yeah, chiladas, everything out there. You know, with the fall season, fall winter. You know, winter's coming along. We're gonna all be, well, not these, you know, Texas guys out there that got the warm weather.
Yeah.
It's still hot outside, man.
I was gonna say warm weather. It's down to 49 right here right now. I mean, this is.
I'm in the 60s.
It was gonna say this is the.
When I got in my car at lunchtime today, it was 98 degrees still.
No.
It's about to be 94 tomorrow. It's in the 90s.
Yeah, don't listen to these guys, but for everybody else in the world that has the seasons that they go through.
Not you silly Texans.
Not you Texas people out there. It's like their own country down there. Out there, but for those of us that follow, you know, seasons, you know, summer, we've got the fall now. It's 49 degrees out there. Four Loko fall, Four Loko October. That's what we got to stay tuned, because you never know what we might cover here on the podcast. So do us a solid, smash that subscribe button, and tell your friends that the best of the worst in cheap booze is right here. Hey, we'd like to thank, you know, our new friend here, old Greg, right there,
old Greg. Yeah.
He's out here, coming out here, coming along here. Kevin said,
"Can we mix up?"
I know Kevin said, "Can we bring him on?" I said, "Hey, if you bring the Four Loko, man, we'll allow it. That's it. That's all it takes out there." He brought it. He did it right there.
Yeah.
Kevin, you know, if you need a tattoo and you're in the great state of Texas, you go down to the Happy Dragon Tattoo out there, and Kevin will hook you up. Tell him you heard it here. And he'll get you there. And Roadhouse, man, anything else you got to say?
Hey, so listen, one more thing I want to call out is my boys that load my car up every day. You know who you are. You've been watching. I turned you on to the Bumming with Bobcat channel. They are curious. They're asking me questions about the best or the worst. I'm spreading the good word, and those guys know who they are, and I appreciate them so much. But in the meantime, I'm going to sit back and just chill and enjoy.
Just chill it. Tell your friends.
Enjoy that buzz.
Chill them out. Enjoy that buzz.
He's going to get a Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest chug one day. Watch.
You know what?
I would be happy with that recognition, and.
That's right.
I work on it all the time.
All the time. Hey, you got to put in the work, man. That's what you got to do. You just keep practicing. Practice is what they say. So check it out. The Bumwine Bob YouTube channel at Bumwine Bob on all your favorite social media podcast apps. There you go. Get yourself the Four Loko. Until next time, cheers.
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 Motherfuckers!
Dilly dilly.
I need a beer.